Got Ty Fickenscher with us right now. He's down in Nebraska. Ty, you know, we're talking about phosphorus here, and you've got a lot of different soils in Nebraska and certainly a number of different crops that guys are raising. What's going on with phosphorus in your area? Are guys changing how they're doing things a little bit?
Yeah, we've taken, you know, the last couple of years have really been taking a look at how we apply phosphorus. You know, the historically we've worked to build the soil levels, and now there's more of a, you know, a look at how do we feed the crop versus necessarily build the soil levels. But, you know, we've seen a lot of the areas with high production, really, the levels have come down quite considerably in the last, you know, 10 or 15 years here. So looking at how we can address that and, you know, still raise the crop efficiently.
You know, we have a lot of livestock producers in the state of Nebraska, and you hear about manure and these types of things. And unfortunately, with dry manure, you end up with surface applications that you can only move in so far. What are you seeing with deeper tillage, strip tillage, other methods of moving that fertilizer a little bit deeper?
Yeah, there's obviously with manure application, a lot of guys will take and disc that in, till that in some sort of method. We have, you know, a few of our customers, we've gone out and strip tilled after they've done a manure application. But when you look at a year like this year and talking to all the feedlot guys, there's just an abundance, overabundance of manure, and just trying to figure out how to manage that effectively going into the spring crop here.
Yeah, it's a challenge. I guess I'm a little selfish asking that question, too, because we've got some manure that has to get applied yet this spring. So we'll be dealing with that one here in a couple of months. Hopefully the soil conditions are fit for that. But, you know, we just don't see phosphorus moving much. What do you see in the lighter, sandier soils in Nebraska? Is there an issue with phosphorus moving too fast, or have you not seen much of that?
Not typically phosphorus. We do have to watch our ground nitrate levels, which, you know, is kind of taking a bigger stage on a national level, so to speak. But, you know, our phosphorus, you know, especially in lighter soils, you know, guys will put on, you know, maybe not as high of a rate. They don't try to build the soil quite as much. So, yeah, there's on the lighter soil, I wouldn't say that's really the nutrient of concern, if you will, when we're making those applications.
Well, I know what kind of fall you had, and it wasn't that much different than ours, cold and wet for a lot of guys. What's the game plan going into spring for fertility?
Well, tell me what the weather's going to do.
It's going to be warm and dry, Ty. That's all we're talking about in Ag PhD, warm and dry in the spring.
I like that message.
And it's going to be an early spring. You saw the groundhog, right? He said it's an early spring. We're taking any piece of positive news we can have.
Well, I'm sitting down in southwest Kansas right now. The sun's shining. It's kind of warm and kind of a dry day. But yeah, that's the thing is, even the days we get some thawing weather up there around home, you know, it thaws out and we might have a dry couple inches maybe. But, you know, you get below that and it's just soft and wet. And, you know, trying to figure out how to manage that. You know, we have some guys that, you know, especially with strip till, we'll go out there and just run the coulter. We don't tend to have as many issues running just the coulter. In wetter conditions as we do pull in the shank, but we have some applications where we still need to use that shank. So I'm trying to figure out just when we can approach that and get across the acres. I know from our standpoint, we're just basically as many hours as in a day, we'll just have to leverage every one of those as we can. So.
Yep, and it's certainly going to vary field by field. There's no question it's going to be a lot more work going into the spring. I've been talking with Ty Fickenscher. He's normally down in Nebraska, I guess down in sunny southwest Kansas today. Ty, thank you so much. Really appreciate having you on.
You bet. Thank you.